Well, and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Alana, and Zach.
Cheerio!
And today, we're talking The Wheel of Time, Season 3, Episode 3, and playing Fortnite. I'm feeling kind of low energy.
All Again? The threes. All the threes.
Do you three think Rob's
us,
avoiding us?
Episode 3. Rob is doing some film thing.
I know, but like, okay. I don't know. It's now it's a pattern.
He's finally making it big. He was out of town for 1 week.
That's how it starts.
Well, no, because he wouldn't play video games with me while you were all away.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the Rob and Jay variety hour. Sorry, Jay. That's fair. Anyway, today here on Tuesday Gaming, we're talking about Rob.
Rob Alfall?
Rob.
What else do we say?
Rob Alfall.
Rob is the one name that they don't have
in this fantasy setting.
Yeah, I told Guru that how there's a Matt and an Alana in the show, but
if
not
you ever
a
watch
Jay.
Game of Thrones, there's a Rob in that.
And what about me? There's no me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I said that,
I don't
Jay.
Count. I see.
How no, I said you mm-hmm. as well as me, mm-hmm. as well as Rob. I said them all.
Uh-huh. I heard. I told him Rob is the only name.
The only normal name? Oh, burn.
Non-fantasy name. Anyway, so I took notes on season 3, episode 3.
Okay.
The not all that much happened. Like I said, it's pretty low energy. But the beginning is we have the three chosen. Three dark chosen.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, are we going to purple or pink?
Let's go to pink. And they talk about how they're conspiring because the dragon's supposed to kill all of them. Right?
Presumably, yes.
Well, if the dragon's supposed to fight them. And then right. the girl and then like the girl the spider girl pops out at the end. I didn't really understand this part.
What do you mean you didn't understand this part?
Like,
the three were talking about her because and
they
want to
kill
convince,
her. They're like,
yeah, they're trying
kill
to convince
other girl.
Yeah, the spider girl is going to kill us, so we need to mm-hmm. group together and kill her before she can kill us. And then it mm-hmm. womp womp womp. He's already turned the tide and has already conspired against you with her.
He's already way ahead of them. Oh
one of those guys was the prince
yes.
of
yeah,
Andor?
The consort. The consort.
Andor.
The
oh,
official
dear.
Consort.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
That's right.
But so it's implied he's like a shapeshifter or something, right?
He messes with memories and stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, is that why nobody knew who he was when he showed up? They're like, who are you? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And then suddenly he was the 10-year consort who just drank with the princess all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so we get that cold open. And then it's Nynaeve and Egwene interrogating.
No, her name is Elaine.
Elaine, not Egwene. Elaine.
Not Egwene.
Sorry.
How
I
come
keep
you can't keep that apart?
I don't know. I just can't. It's a real problem. Anyway, so they do like they have these two captured bad guys, so they try to do like a prisoner's dilemma thing, but they say the other one's already flipped. Yep. Any thoughts on that?
No.
It seems like none of it works.
It was pointless because they had to just figure it out themselves anyway.
Yeah.
As like people do.
Feels like they just needed something to give them something to do. Okay, so then we have a very long scene where Ava Sarala like bullies her way in to see the Amarylline seat, and then there's the whole thing with the Red Army, which I appreciate because it reminded me of Red versus Blue.
Mm.
But they're like, the Reds are going to be big again. You'll all see. It's going to be
Reds,
our time.
The Reds don't seem that like unhappy with their position. Like that lady's like, you guys suck.
And she's like, no,
like, okay.
You suck.
We used to be.
We're fine.
Yeah.
They're like, we know what we're doing.
they're like, our leader just like betrayed all of us, so we're feeling kind of bad at the moment.
Hmm.
Like, maybe a power play from the Reds isn't such a good idea.
As it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
I got him. Okay, so meanwhile, our heroes meet the caravan of dead pacifists, I guess. So they wouldn't even fight to defend themselves.
Romani from the first season or the second season.
Oh my God, how do you remember that?
I don't know, I just do.
You're very talented. I had no memory of these guys at all.
They hung out with them for a couple episodes.
Yeah, so they say it's the Shido that did it. It must be the Shido.
They're like, an Aiel wouldn't do that, except for those some Aiel that might do it.
Yeah, that was great. And then that reminded me, did I tell you guys Matt and I listened to the Star Trek Voyager with Tom and Harry, the Delta Flyers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was an in-joke on the set of Voyager where they would go, I don't remember the alien species name. It's something like it's something like the such and such would never do that.
Uh-huh.
The Amaralans would never do that. So that's what this reminds me of. Okay, let's get this stuff and get out of here. It was funny.
Okay.
Let's go on. I'm running. Okay, so do we remember who Shido is?
Who?
They're like the Shido.
There's someone behind you, Zach.
The Shido are new. We don't know them.
Okay.
This is a whole
yeah. They're
like,
the other
infection.
Tail. They're the other desert clan.
Okay.
Right, but like we don't know.
We haven't met them yet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know, I'm trying to find a place that's not like in danger.
Okay.
Follow me. Okay. All right. So they're running around, and then they meet Alana. She's here too.
She was there last.
But she's in the Two Rivers.
Yeah.
Where Perrin and his crew are, and she's so sad about the loss of her warder.
She
was more like her other husband.
Yeah.
Who's also the warder. Yeah, and Perrin is sad too.
Everyone is sad.
He's always
except for
sad.
The desert. Everyone's sad except for the desert people who are just horny.
Yeah.
And happy. They're very happy with their life choices, yeah.
And they're horny for like the giant guy.
Yeah. Well, they're just horny in general for new I assume for our new experiences, new partners. Because yeah, they go for the giant guy who denies them, and then they're like, well, what about you, Warder? Yeah. And he's like, I know how to play this fucking game, just leave me alone. My cousin died.
Yeah.
Let me board in peace.
Yeah, so then all the neighbors show up to meet Perrin, and then we've learned that Matt's mom was arrested. I appreciate how they say such and such
Matt's
was arrested, and someone says Matt's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, that was kind of a neat twist of Rooney.
Sure.
Like you don't think so, Alana?
This plot line's boring.
I like that the whole show is boring. I'm barely staying awake here, but I like that the white cloaks are back. Do you remember I had the observation about that one white cloak guy where he's the only one with any passion for what he's doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy loves his job, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, but they're not even really characters. We barely even see them.
Yeah.
But I'll take it, such as it is. Okay, so then they have a discussion about, I think it's the bad guys. Leandrin is saying that they are cataloging all the magic items that they took. Or maybe it's the heroes, the magic items that are missing.
Yeah, are talking about how they have been focusing on all the wrong stuff and they never even thought about what did they actually take and why would that be important.
Right.
So I marked a blue rifle for you.
Okay.
Yep. But then there's an attack, right? That's the only
what?
Note I have.
An
what?
Attack? Oh, right. Yeah, that someone like a gray man with a shotgun.
Oh, the gray man.
I was like a shotgun, not a shotgun. A crossbow tries to shoot them. Or
yeah, it kind of half-asses it.
And they're like, oh my God, a gray man. Let's explain what that is for the
attack,
audience.
Attack, attack, attack. We're under attack. Very good. I'm almost dead, so I need to heal. Anyway. Okay, so then Leandrin crashes this wedding.
That was so brutal.
Yeah, and like, why? I didn't really understand what was happening.
I understood why she killed maybe the one guy, because he was about to have like a forced marriage to a child. But I don't understand why she killed everybody else. I guess it's maybe
because she's evil.
They were into it, I guess.
No, because she experienced the same thing. She was forced to be a child bride, and she knows how sucky it is.
But she doesn't know who any of these people are.
No, that's her town. Matter. That's her hometown.
It is?
Yeah.
So, Jay? She was like, you're the great-grandson of my former husband. So she doesn't know who any of these people are.
Who probably did bad stuff to her.
Yeah. I think she does have some axe to grind against her ex-husband.
I mean, she doesn't really need to explain why she's evil, because she's just evil. So, like, I guess it's whatever.
I love being evil. Okay, yeah, so that part was crazy. And then there's a quote from her that I wrote down where she says, there's only two reasons why you would come home, remembrance or revenge. Yeah, I thought about it, and I think that's probably true. Unless it's, like, to pick up some stuff. But even that's remembrance, right?
True.
That's why you go to West whatever.
Westwood?
Westwood? Where the Westfold fell?
Well, it's like if you visit people, that's remembrance too, right?
No.
No? You don't think so? Okay. That made me think of a question of the day, which is, have you ever taken revenge on somebody?
Whoa.
I'm not sure I want to know. And I couldn't think of anything.
No. I didn't.
Surprise question of the day. That's good. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I'm sure we would all like to.
They're fighting.
Okay. If we're smart, we would find a car, move around. But we're not so smart. Anyway, so there's a conversation with Egwene, and I said it correctly this time. It is Egwene, that she sees the old woman in her dreams. And the old woman says, you're a dream walker like me.
Dream walker.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that because I was wondering like how they got into each other's dreams. And then she was like, I didn't go into yours. You went into mine. And that was kind of interesting to see that happen, be the case. Because I was like, oh, she got infiltrated because I initially thought like she got her mind got infiltrated because they went into that area, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, no.
It went into the bad guys.
Other way.
Let me see the right. Let's attack. Follow me.
Everyone needs to have special powers in this stupid show.
Can't Everyone has to have some epic destiny.
Yeah.
So they're in a bathhouse where Ian meets a buddy. I'm not sure who's Ian.
Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's Ian?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jay, did you die? Oh, wait, no, you're good.
Where is Zach?
Upstairs.
Okay, so there's discussion about Perrin again where they say the two rivers protects their own. So Perrin is not allowed to turn himself in.
But then they all try to leave, and he's like, no, the Trollocs.
Yeah, well, he wanted them to stay so he could turn himself in, and it was dumb.
It's just so slow.
It takes forever for something to happen, and they talk about the Trollocs. They must name drop the Trollocs, like, 15 times.
Well, yeah. It's something we know about, right? So...
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while. So, it's like, can at least show me one establishing shot?
They don't have the budget.
Okay, clearly. Okay, so then we get a scene, we're moving along here. There's a scene with Min. That's her name, right? The one who can sees the future?
Min.
Not Marin, Min. And guess what? Surprising no one, she sees bad stuff.
Yeah. She does bond with Elena Sedai or whatever her name is. Elena Sedai. About how they
Kila Salai. Whoa, what was that?
Hmm.
Wow. Bombarded.
Yeah. Okay, so then there's a whole, again, like we said, more discussion about Trollocs. So much discussion about Trollocs.
They're really close.
Okay. Trollocs this and Trollocs that. If we don't fight them, they're going to fight us.
Right.
Just like where I'm going to fight these guys.
I'm coming too. Are they over the edge? The episode ends with a really good scene. Matt versus the two bros.
Ridiculous. Like, they've spent their whole lives fighting and training, and he could take them with, like, a stick.
Well, yeah. He's finally remembering from his secret childhood.
Yeah.
Whose secret childhood?
All those old dead killers. He's remembering how to fight from their history.
Right.
Wait, is
from
that true? Horn?
Yeah.
I think Jay's right.
In the bush.
Actually.
Because that was his whole thing. He was trying to remember. Because he has all the memories. He knows how to move. Like, in theory, he has all the theory. He just couldn't practice it. And that's what he wanted to learn, right? So, why, like, they were like, we'll help you remember and all that stuff. But you have to remember, like, that has pros and cons. And he was like, yeah, do it. So he's finally learning how to tap into the millions of murderers in his head.
That's the explanation. Yeah, he was pretty darn confident, though. I remember he had some good trash talk.
I feel like he probably zoned out, and it probably just happened.
I also think it's good.
Two pence, two marks, everybody, two marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also like that. Get a good stick. Guy using a staff. You don't see that all the time. So that's cool.
Yeah, and honestly, those two did not fight anywhere as good as they did in the prior episode.
Hmm. Yeah, taking on a main character again.
Like, they sucked when they faced Matt. They were like, meh, wave, wave, wave. The other time, they were all wimbly bimbly and doing acrobatic stuff, and this time they just were like, one at a time. Womp, womp, womp.
That's because they were showing off for the ladies. All right, so what's up?
Oh, no. But, I mean, overall, I thought that scene was good. The fight was okay. But, like, I do like the fact that it did set up the fact that Matt is finally learning how to be in control of his own being.
Mm-hmm. And finally, he gets to do something other than just cry.
Blow a horn.
Yep, and talk shit about people. All right, so anything else to say about the episode? It was another episode of Wheel of Time. Getting us a little bit closer to something happening.
Just a little.
Barely in this episode.
Hmm?
Rand to the protagonist was like barely in this
episode. Yeah.
Thank God.
He just got that semi-sexy dream time that didn't end up being sexy dream time.
Yeah.
Oh, with Selene? Yeah.
Yeah. The question is, will Egwene be able to now get into that dream and be like,
yes,
yo,
I'd be like, you're cheating on me with this lady in your
dream. I dreamt you were cheating on me.
Yeah.
Die. And I like the fact that the dream, I like that the older lady was like, yeah, whoever is making you hurt in your dreams is still alive, but oh, who is it? Is it Selene? Or is it just their memories? Is it who? What is it? Ooh, we'll find out in future episodes. Probably not, but maybe.
It's a mystery. I hope so. Cool. Anything else to say, guys?
I actually liked this episode. At first, I didn't like it, and then it grew on me.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, you can certainly do worse. Okay. You can certainly do worse.
Shut up, Jay.
There was no violence against cats.
Hey, by the way, Alana, I want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Do we reopen negotiations?
Yes, I am willing to watch the show once it's all out, and I know exactly when to skip.
Okay, because I was told the cat in question is not alive.
That's correct. And the cat is also not, like, a character and get attached to.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound too bad.
Right, but I still want to wait for the whole show to be out, just in case.
Okay, that's good. All right, so we'll resume negotiations when that happens.
Yeah.
All right, time for our questions of the day. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Alana?
Ah, questions of the day. Play the song.
Play the funky music.
All right, this one is courtesy of Allison. Would you rather have a late friend or be the late friend?
That's easy. I'd rather have the late friend. You can ask Guru. I can't say I don't like being late. No, I don't like it.
I don't mind being fashionably late. Andrew doesn't like it.
Well, being fashionably late is different from being the late friend. IMO.
Maybe.
Definitely. Okay, so you'd rather be the late friend, is that what you're saying?
No. I don't want a reputation for being always late.
Yeah, exactly. It's very inconsiderate.
But also, then people, like, plan for it and, like, you know.
In theory.
Like, they might, if they like you.
Hopefully, yes. Jay, did you answer already? Or did you just sort of speculate?
Yeah, no, I'd rather have a late friend. At least then it's predictable.
You can tell them to show up earlier than you actually need them to.
Whee!
All right, question number two.
I assume the rest of these are from Matt. If you could change your face to the face of any celebrity, would you change it and to whom?
No.
That's a good question. But it's like if I could rewind and do my life all over, then I would change it. Probably wouldn't change it now. But just for the sake of, we've already talked about this celebrity who you look like. Everyone says the celebrity looked like a Seth Green, so I guess I would change it to him. It's like looking version of myself.
Think about it like this, okay? Like, go way back, like the 30s or 40s, and pick an attractive celebrity that nobody knows or knows what they look like, and then. Do that, and then you'll be, like, really attractive, but nobody will be like, oh, you look like so-and-so.
I don't think that is the spirit of the question.
I think that is definitely in the spirit of the question. How
is it really
you?
A celebrity if nobody knows who they are?
Yes, because just because they're dead doesn't mean they weren't a celebrity.
I interpret it to mean current celebrity, but okay.
Well, okay, Matt.
That's how I interpret it, Jay.
Well, you're wrong.
I don't know. I interpret it as, do you want to look like a celebrity?
And if so, which one? Yeah. But I feel like it would be weird for everyone who knows me if my face suddenly changed. So you don't want to do
it too
much.
Yeah, that would be weird. I also wouldn't want to be recognized if it was like an actual celebrity. That'd be weird. They'd be like, why are you so obsessed with whoever? Like that girl who made herself look like Taylor Swift.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Or the Barbie?
Yeah.
Okay, details?
What? I don't have any more details.
Someone
That's
tried
it.
To look like Barbie.
The girl looks like Taylor Swift.
She's used plastic surgery to look like Taylor Swift. What else is there to talk about?
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, lots of people have issues.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be perceived as one of them. All right. Question number three. I think we're moving on. Alana?
Oh, I forgot.
One more question.
What movie would you like to see unlimited sequels of?
The Land Before Time.
What?
Because there's unlimited sequels of it. I'm gonna get what I want. No?
I mean, but that you want to see unlimited sequels after you pick something that has unlimited sequels?
Yeah, I guess I was just trying to be funny. Jump in the car, guys. So, yeah. All right, let me try to come up with a real answer. I mean...
Pacific Rim?
Yeah, I was going to say Star Wars because, yeah, they do kind of does have unlimited sequels. But, like...
It does. I was going to say, really? Is that really going to be an answer?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, in this imaginary world, you have unlimited sequels. They would have, like, the same characters and... Equally good. I guess there's no expectation that they would be equally good. These unlimited sequels. Matt makes no promises.
I mean, yeah, there are apparently currently like basically unlimited sequels and people don't seem to like it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they are and they aren't. All right. Alaska's Pacific Rim?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Sequels.
It's like if there's unlimited, there's one of them is bound to be good.
Some of them. I will go Warehouse 13.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, is that a TV show?
So maybe you can have a movie.
Well, so TV shows have sequels, sort of.
Yeah. Kind of. As for movies, I don't know if I.
Movie. The X-Files movie.
No.
Not ours.
Just end. Fast and Furious. But they have their ending sequels.
Pretty much.
Let's see. What else are there that I will like?
Well, with Pacific Rim, wouldn't you get bored with them just fighting the same kaijus over and over again?
No, they make new ones.
Yeah, and they make new Jaegers too. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that different from Star Wars.
It's just Gundam, okay? It's just... You should be like, you might as well just watch Gundam. I'd be like, no, it's different.
No, different enough. Ooh, Alien would be a good one too. And again, they do make unlimited sequels of that.
Yeah, they do.
Like, what if they were good? And more like Aliens. Lead on, Jay.
I don't know. Just like I don't know what movie to pick. What movie would I pick?
I'll lead.
I don't know, man. I like what movies are when they end.
Let it die. Kill it if you have to.
American Ninja. No, right. That was needed to die.
Some ninja movie. What about Beverly Hills Ninja?
You can't have it without Chris Farley.
Keep him alive.
Rest in peace.
Star Trek The Wrath of Khan?
No.
Tons of sequels to that.
Yeah. No. Lana, help me.
What? You don't want my help?
Warehouse 13 is fine. I don't care.
Okay. We'll call it there. Thank you for joining us on this low-energy episode of Tuesday.
Maybe for you.
For me, speaking for myself.
Yeah, catch us speaking for us.
Sorry. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanted at 8 p.m. and group up with us next time.
Sometimes at 8 p.m.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.